I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. State Representative Jim Townsend was frustrated to see the embarrassing proceedings by Republicans on Tuesday who failed to elect California Representative Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House.
That was a fiasco. I would have preferred that the Republicans had come out more unified, got their ducks in order, and they'd act like they were ready to run. It's Washington, and it's not that much different from Santa Fe.
So does our state legislature already have a Speaker of the House in place?
We do have a Speaker still in the state of New Mexico. It's Brian Egoff, and he will remain the Speaker until the new legislative session begins. And on the first day of the legislative session, we will elect a new speaker for this legislative session. So we'll have a new speaker on January 17th.
Townsend expects a Democrat to inherit that seat. A $4.8 billion merger of Scythia Royalties and Brigham Minerals, two Permian Basin oil and gas operators, was completed just before the new year. The deal was first announced in September of last year, which included about 30% coverage of the Permian Basin region, which of course is the busiest oil field section of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, which included 100 drilling rigs and 50 active wells. Last month, the Lovington Police Department was pleased to distribute funds that the city of Lovington had been allocated through the New Mexico Oilfield Settlement Allocation Agreement. The city of Lovington received $32,000 as part of the settlement. The city then distributed $5,000 each to the Community Drug Coalition of Lee County, Lee County Children's Advocacy Center, Option Inc., and the Phoenix House Sexual Assault and Domestic Violence Resource Center. In a unanimous 6-0 vote, the Village of Ruidoso Council voted at a special meeting on Tuesday to terminate Village Manager Tim Dodge. Dodge had been on paid administrative leave pending a process since December of last year. The village had begun an independent investigation into Dodge last month after a female employee filed a police report with state police and then a restraining order accusing Dodge of stalking her. The victim claimed that the village manager had left her unwanted gifts and was using village hall surveillance. Dodge will not be facing criminal charges. Deputy Village Manager Ron Senna has been named as the interim manager until a permanent replacement is named. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.